Let me just ask one question, positive or negative? Hello?
Positive.
Oh, see, this isn't working, this line 12.
You hit it wrong.
What do you mean I hit it wrong? I was doing that when you were hitting it. Oh, no, please don't tell me.
Well, just hit it again.
Okay, let me hit it again.
Hello?
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is.
I'm here, you old fart. Miserable man.
I'm learning how to do this phone thing. Well, you sound like you're in a barrel.
I beg your pardon.
Well, didn't say
you're the one that sounds like you're in a barrel. I sound fine.
Well, maybe I am. I ought to be in a barrel. We're going to get a foot of snow here today.
Really?
Positive or negative? I bet you I'm one of the few people who remember those polls. Do you remember them?
Sure I do. It's the only thing I could do. I got 1 hour. They would book me with guests, and I got 1 hour to myself, and I didn't know what the hell to do with it. I had no listeners, and that was the only thing I could do. You would sit there the following Monday and give me on the air, because we had never spoken. You would give me tips on how to do polls. And
yeah.
I remember vividly you told me that I had to always have a juicy question.
Well, the one thing that was great is that I think you were, other than me, you were the only person in the market that would, like, talk about everybody else on the air and positive. And it was just really shocking that anybody else would go on the air and mention all the other talk people on the different stations. Because you're right, there were, like, three stations doing talk at that time.
There were 19 people that did talk.
Wow.
At that time. Can you believe that?
And some of them actually belonged on the air.
Yeah, there were two or three decent people.
Yeah.
You didn't think they were decent, but I did.
Such as?
David
Gould?
No, oh my God. No, the people that I learned from when I realized I was going to do talk, I sat down and I listened to everybody, and there were three people that had something in common, you, Rantel, and Kane.
Yeah.
And, the thing that I learned from the three of you was that, and you in particular, but Rantel and Kane also did it from time to time, would go in, and I've said this a million times, cut your stomach open, heave your guts out on the table, and let people pick through them.
Yeah.
And that was
I think that's
the
what
difference.
I just did this morning.
Exactly. And that was the difference between you guys and the other 16, and that's what I learned from.
I'll tell you, we had some pretty interesting times. I think the SUN thing in the beginning, remember we didn't know, you were there, weren't you, at the mall when we had the 5,000 people show up?
I remember it was closer to maybe 1,500, but I'll take your 5,000.
No, they told me 5,000. I don't know if George remembers what it was, but there were a lot of people.
I don't remember.
There were a lot of people.
Yeah. Let's say a couple thousand to make me feel better. But I don't think did you hear about the what I mentioned about the Randy thing at the dollhouse? I don't think that helped.
No. Your memory is really bad. I never
but I'm really old too. Okay,
Rick and Suds. I ripped on Randy because she left my studio in an absolute mess, and it infuriated me.
Ballard!
And at that time, she could do no wrong in your eyes, so that pissed you off. And
she could do no wrong in my eyes.
At
Randy?
That time,
when was that day? What day was that?
At that time, she was the goddess. I mean, she was brand new. And
I can verify this. That is what was going on there. Part of it.
Is it really?
Randy was a pig. I don't know if she's gotten over that, but she was a pig and would leave a mess in the studio. She did it at IOD, if you recall.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I really ragged on. You would listen to me coming off the track, and then on your show, you would critique my preview show, which really pissed me off. I'm sitting there in the morning. I had no calls. I had nobody to talk to. And that would piss me off, and so then I would rag on you.
Well, wait a minute. I would be coming home from the track at 9 o'clock in the morning?
No, at night. And you would listen to the replay.
Oh, I see.
And, rip me unmercifully.
Well, I didn't want to leave you out, there's no point in crying over spilt milk and rehashing all of that crap. That's, it's all in the past. But it was really much ado about nothing. It wasn't all that significant. Now, the thing that I was astonished by, because it's the first time I ever heard about it, was the what you call 2.5 years of living hell at WLS in Chicago. What was that all about?
Oh, it was awful. Literally, my very first day, the very first show, they were waiting for me out in the hall. And every day, it was screaming and hollering and bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
And I asked immediately to get out of the contract, and they said, no, you know, you got 5 years of war here, boy.
Well, what were they upset about? Because they didn't like, well, of course, that Midwestern, you know, everybody's got to be real low-key and real polite, that whole Midwestern thing.
Right, well, I constantly offended everyone. I offended the Polish people. I offended the Japanese people. I offended the Catholics.
Excellent.
And it was just awful.
So how did it last 2.5 years, though?
How did it last 2.5 years?
Yeah.
They were just mean. I wanted to come back to Tampa, and Tampa was willing to accept me, but they wouldn't let me out of the contract. And so we just, you know, every day.
So after you finally escaped from there, was that when you went to the cornfields in Iowa?
Yeah.
And that's where I don't remember how we got a hold of you, but I got your number. We called you and said SUN needs you badly, which I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but at the time I thought it was a great idea.
Well, the mornings at SUN were a disaster, and that's what you heard. The afternoons at SUN were really pretty damn good, but you never heard that.
Yeah.
You know, but they gave me some people to talk to, and we loosened up a lot. And actually, I enjoyed the last 2 years of SUN. That was fun. It was a style of radio I had never done before. You know, I blew out all the monologues. I blew out all the political talk. And just basically did a stream of consciousness.
Yeah, schmooze.
Every day. Yeah, and it was fun.
A schmooze fest.
And it worked. You know,
and then, of course, you recall a week that we were there when the bird showed up every day. He was supposed to show up one day because he had been canned from my show long since. But he lived in Lakeland, so he invited himself to come. And I thought that would be a good idea. Let's, you know, because, again, there were no real hard feelings on my part. He just wasn't appropriate to be on an AM show. He was fine on Zeta, but didn't fit in. Plus, every time I talked about sports or anything he didn't like, he'd throw a tantrum. But he showed up the first day, and because we fed him well and he enjoyed it so much, he showed up 4 straight days.
Well, I remember that week. I thought that was a fun week. I enjoyed it.
It was.
You know, you and I did an hour together, dueling carts.
Mueling carts and eating a lot. I remember the deli. They didn't last very long in Tampa. There were like 4 Jews in Tampa, but I remember that deli that brought in food. Was that it?
Yeah, Michael Schwartz.
A deli in Tampa. It's like selling halava at the North Pole. It just didn't work out too well.
No, he tried so hard. He initially put out a really great product, but you know, unfortunately, since no one went there, the product declined, and the poor guy ended up selling cars. Actually, I bought a car from him.
Wow.
Still have it, too.
So let me ask you this, at the risk, I don't want to get too personal on here, and we'll call you off the air, but...
Ask whatever you want.
I'm just wondering, what, you know, are you able to get out of the house much, or are you like
no.
Pretty much...
No, my spirits are very good, but the reality is I didn't lose the entire foot. I lost 40% of it.
Uh-huh.
But that makes, you know, mobility very, very difficult.
Right.
I can see well enough to function in the house. You know, obviously, I can work on my computer, but I cannot drive. And you know, I look out the window, and I can't see across the street. I can only see about 20, 30 feet.
But thank goodness for your wonderful wife, though.
Yeah, she. You know, what I've put her through is incredible. It's been a roller coaster. You know, fortunately, I saved my money, so I don't have any financial problems. And my spirits are very, very good, all things considered. And, you know, I'm able to function. I'm a recluse anyway, so it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're the one that said that. Well, I'm going to be reading the blog every day. Don't feel bad when you see those hits from Toronto on there or Amsterdam, wherever I happen to be, because I'll be just... You know, and I think vicariously, if there's any little good thing that you may think about in your plight, is that you really gave me a wake-up call. Boy, I'll tell you, I've been on the very narrow path for 6 or 7 days now. And you can only fool Mother Nature so long.
Well, I must tell you, there was something that just absolutely made me laugh out loud last night. You know, as you know, I put up the post saying, I don't, how many readers do you think I have in Toronto? Well, I got a second one last night, and you'll never believe his IP address.
Yeah.
Rogers.com.
I don't understand.
That's our
cable system here, and they also have an internet connection, Rogers Cable, and of course on the stadium that they bought what used to be the Sky Dome. It's now called the Rogers Center.
Yeah, so I now have 2 readers in Toronto.
There you go. See,
yeah.
You're picking on me, and you got another one out there. And now I have a few people do this on the internet up here, and hopefully I won't run into them. But I thought it was pretty nice of them shortly after I came and started doing my shows here that they named the baseball stadium after me. It was kind of nice. The team was not too good, but at least they named it after me.
Well, I'm green with envy. I'd move there if I could.
Yeah, well, you'd love it. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah,
except today, I don't think you'd love it too much in about 2 hours.
You know, I've always hated Florida. Now I'm trapped here.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you, if I had to come back and do the show there, I think I would just head due east and keep sailing.
It's a horrible place. It really is. Filled with malcontents and.
Yeah.
What am I telling you?
It's a cross we have to bear. Hey, Bob, listen, I'm so glad you called. Take good care of yourself, and I'll be in touch.
Please do.
And I'll be on that blog every day.
Okay, dude.
So don't rip me too much.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Be good.
How about that? That was good. A quick job there, George.
Yes, it was.
Did you do it or did I do that?
Well, he responded right away, so therefore
thank goodness
we were able to put it
together
right
away.
Well,
I thought he'd probably be listening because not that I'm looking for the publicity on his blog. You know, he didn't need to be writing about me a lot. I'm not don't have that much of an
and I got the phone fixed, and I called, and it was busy, and I thought, oh, now his phone doesn't work.
And you'll be sure and fax me his number so I can get in touch with him?
I'm on it right now.
There you get on it. Right. 16 till noon at QAM.
This is Neil Rogers. Ahoy! This is 560 QAM.